Time now for business news. The beginning of a new year is a good time to think about such things as your 401k plan, your pension plan, stocks and bonds you might have. In other words, your investments. For a little investment advice, we invited Eric Schoenberg into our New York bureau. He's the managing editor of Money Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
How would someone even begin to know here at the beginning of the year whether they need to make any changes in their investments?
Well, one of the things that everyone ought to do is what we call rebalance their portfolio. And what you do is you look back at the plans you made for your portfolio, how much you wanted to have in stocks, how much in bonds, how much in cash, and then realign what's changed over the course of the year with those original guidelines. So let's say, for example, that you wanted to have 60% of your money in stocks and 40% in bonds, and the market has moved in such a way over 2004 that you now have 64% in stocks and 36% in bonds. Well, then just sell off the extra 4% in stocks, move it into the bond portion of your portfolio. This is a way of automatically forcing yourself to sell high and buy low, and that's the definition of good investing.
Are there, in your opinion, some major investment opportunities that people should be looking at in this new year?
Well, there were some things that got out of alignment in 2004, and they might present some opportunities in 2005. One of them is growth investments. Now, ever since the market crashed, the kind of conservative investments known as value stocks, they've done much better than the kinds of investments that are built on a lot of profit growth. That has pretty much run its course, we think. And now growth stocks and growth funds are pretty good investments.
Give us some examples of growth stocks. I mean, what are you talking about here?
The classic example would be technology stocks. Pharmaceuticals is another. Despite the problems they're having, their earnings are still growing. And the rule of thumb would be any industry in which the average company is growing its profits by more than 15% a year, that qualifies as a growth.
Looking at retirement savings, and that's a lot of what a lot of people have, are there any changes in 401k rules that are worth knowing about?
Well, the amount of money that you can put into a 401k is going up in 2005. So you can now put in a maximum of $14,000 and get a tax deferral for it. And if you're over 50, you can also put in an additional $4,000 into it, so a maximum of $18,000.
I can hear people gasping all over America, if only I could.
I know, it's a lot. Well, here's a rule on 401ks that everyone should follow. Know your plan well enough to know what percentage of your contributions the company will match, and then put in at least that much, because if you don't, you're basically turning down salary that your company is willing to pay you.
Should ordinary investors be doing anything or worrying about the decline of the dollar?
Well, that's going to be a big issue this year, and I think you're right to bring it up, Renee. On the one hand, we have a large current account deficit. We depend on people in other countries buying our treasury bills and buying our dollars. If they decide they don't want to do that quite as much, the value of the dollar will decline, and that's a problem for some people and an opportunity for others. The opportunity would be if you invest in foreign companies or foreign bonds, anything that's denominated in a foreign currency. If the dollar declines, the value of those will go up. That's a way to hedge against that risk. If the dollar goes down, though, you can expect that interest rates in this country will go up, and any investment whose outlook depends a lot on interest rates is going to suffer. That would include financial companies, banks, and most of all, bonds.
Eric Schoenberg is the managing editor of Money Magazine. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.